This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Trying to get to the wellness quotient of the American Family Farmer. That's what the American Family Farmer Show is all about. I'm Doug Steffen here with another edition of our conversation about what's going on as it benefits the American public, the American family. This is a combination of conversation about family farms and food that takes place every week. I start out with a bit of news. We will also, as usual, be speaking to some, and in this case, a couple that are running a farm, something successful. We can perhaps model our desires on being successful with the stories that we tell here in the program. The news department is focused on something that Sonny Perdue, who in my estimation is probably the worst ag secretary that the country has seen in modern times, anyway, maybe back to the time of Earl Butz. And I'll tell you why. Earl Butz was Nixon Secretary of Agriculture. As history repeats itself, farmers understand this as the cycle of the weather and politics and the economy all sort of coming together in a negative way, especially this year. Sonny Perdue, who is the Ag Secretary, has said a number of things about big farms versus small farms in the past week or so. He was in Wisconsin at the International Dairy Festival that takes place every year. And he said he doesn't know if the family dairy farm can survive as the industry moves toward the factory farm model. The fact that they admit to that is something of a conundrum in and of itself. And this goes back, and so I made reference to Earl Butz, who infamously told farmers when I was a kid to get big or get out. Butz prioritized increasing production, decreasing commodity prices, and didn't give a damn about farmers' livelihoods. It was all about the prosperity of the big companies that were starting at that time. Now they've become even bigger. Rural communities certainly have suffered. The health of the environment, you could argue, has suffered. The supply management policies that created havoc with food prices took a while to stabilize those. But Butz would say, plant more. Okay, that's all right, as long as you got the land, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But the U.S. judicial system shifted its interpretation of antitrust laws, which allowed people like the Suiza family from Texas to control through DFA and Dean Foods 80% of the fluid milk supply in our country. And they've pushed big dairies to produce more and more, which is okay in and of itself, but at the expense of the American family dairy farmer. And so the people who have chosen, I would still love to be milking cows on my farm, but I can't, because even though I was selling 100 gallons or so of raw milk a day, I produced a couple of 100 gallons. And I had to have that many cows to keep the amount of milk that I needed for the raw milk customers consistent. Because they drink the same amount of milk in the spring as they do in the winter. So let's, make sure they have all the milk that they need. So the excess milk was supposed to go to Gorelick, which is a Dean Foods company here in Massachusetts. But the truckers didn't want to come because they weren't picking up enough, or because it was too hard to get to me, or whatever the excuse was. And then we end up, the farmer, which is the biggest disservice, as far as I'm concerned, pays for the milk to be shipped. It's not bad enough that we don't make enough money to pay at least the bills, but now, the way it is and has been for decades, is that we pay for the shipping, which is the most damnable, horrible circumstance that I can possibly imagine other than just the pressure from government. Big government likes big business. And Wisconsin, certainly the problem in Wisconsin is the suicide rates there are higher than anywhere else in the country. I think that America's Dairyland is the correct handle. You look at the license plates from Wisconsin. But last year they lost 551 dairy farms. They lost 638 the year before and 465 the year before that. In Massachusetts, where I live, there are barely 100 dairy farms left. Vermont has seen a 16% loss in dairy farms the past year. New York is a disaster area for dairying. And, you know, a lot of farmers, they're wanting to plant other crops because they don't need to plant corn anymore, and hemp's one of them. But the government's stumbling all over itself trying to deal with its prejudice there. So anyway, I thought it was interesting. Jeff Lyon, who's the general manager for Farm First Dairy Co-op in Madison, asked Purdue for his thoughts on the trade war with China because of the unfair trade practices that have been going on. And I think we're right to be focused on scrutinizing China for sure. Is it at the expense of the family farmer? And the answer is yes. I think it's also interesting to note, however, that there are two new trade deals. The good news on trade this week is that Japan has recodified a huge amount of farmer supplies, shall we say. The American farmer is going to be better off now, or at least go back to where he or she was when it came to doing business with the Japanese, back to restoring our market share there. The Australians, the Canadians, New Zealands, some of the countries in Europe were supplying what we had been supplying, and because the Trans-Pacific Partnership really wasn't a good deal for us, Trump pulled the plug on it. And I think the same is true with the Japanese. The NAFTA deal has been renegotiated. A couple of European trade deals have been renegotiated because they weren't good for us. Some of the agricultural products will have a tough time still in the Japanese market. But butter, for example, is going to do much better, back to the status that it was in 2017. The Japanese have granted American butter the same quota as we had before the TIF broke out earlier this year. The rice farmer is not going to get much of a deal, but, I mean, come on, we don't grow that much rice anyway. Cheese, largest U.S. dairy export to Japan, is going to go back to the level that it was before the breakup of the TTP. Wheat also. So the question comes on beef and pork. And here's where I go really astray from the government. If you realize what happened earlier this week, for example, the announcement that beef that comes into our country from South America will not be labeled as such, and you won't be able to tell whether it's beef that's coming from America or beef from Argentina or Chile or any of those places, which is a damnable outrage. It's outrageous that we can't have our beef identified as American beef. As far as pork products are concerned, the damn Chinese control the pork market now in America. So how is helping you? If we export beef to Japan, let's say, they aren't going to know because we don't know whether the beef comes from us or from, and the beef people here have bought it up from Chile and wherever, and they're shipping it over to Japan. And more so pork, with the Chinese controlling that, how is that helping our farmers? It isn't. It's helping the Chinese. So this is a double-edged sword here, and I thought you ought to know about, at least from my perspective, there was some good news this week in terms of the trade stuff, but we're still quite a ways off, from fixing it up with the Chinese. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, before we meet the Marcus family here on the American Family Farmer, I'd like to help those of you who have been worried, when you worry, you eat and you gain weight, whether you gain 7-10 pounds, whether you gain 20 pounds, whatever it is, because you're worrying about what's going to be the future of your farm. I'm going to help put you on the right track. People say, okay, just stop eating so much. Easier said than done. And plus the fact if you go up and down and up and down and up and down with your weight, it's not healthy for your body. And that's what some people do. Okay, they stop eating for a while, they lose the weight, and then they get anxious and they start eating again, and the weight goes back on. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is the way to fix that problem, to lose the weight and to keep it off. Because the main ingredient of Calotren is collagen. That's the protein in your body that helps you to develop more lean muscle. If you're active like most farmers, you're going to gain lean muscle, push out the fat, lose the weight. Stay on the program. Get on Calotren. Stay there for 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 months. Because when the body recharges with collagen, it doesn't make collagen as we get older, but taking Calotren gets the body to start working and producing collagen again, and then once you've jump-started it, you can keep your body in shape, bring it back to the way it was in the 20s or 30s. Calotren.com is the place to go. Please go there and avail yourself of the special using the code DJV. You save a lot of money, and you get free shipping. So buy the product that people swear by, Calotren, to lose weight and keep it off the natural, healthy way. No stimulants. I saw something, a TV ad last night for the supposed number one supplement to lose weight. It's loaded with crap. Yeah, it'll help you lose the weight, but it'd make you jittery as hell. It just, come on. Let's do it the natural way. All right, agree to do that. Check out Calotren, Calotren.com. Use the code DJV for special pricing and free shipping.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen here, introducing you to Taryn and Ben Marcus, who come from Sheepscot Farm. This is a place in the hearts and minds of all of us. This, to me, looks like the idyllic American farm. Do you both think that you are running the idyllic American farm? Hi, by the way. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Doug.
Gee, that sounds pretty nice.
Well, what's your story? Are both of you farm kids?
We're both first-generation farmers.
Yeah. And how did you get together? Taryn, you're from Michigan. Ben, you're from Maine. How did the two of you get together?
We met in a sheep club studying agriculture on the West Coast.
You did. And was it love at first sight? You start talking about farming, and then you knew you had something in common. Wow, isn't that fun?
Something like that.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I miss, I went to school in the Midwest, even though I'm an Easterner, I wanted to get away from home. I've been around cows all my life, and I found a place. I wanted to work on a dairy farm, but I couldn't. There was a bull farm in the city that I went to school in, so I learned a lot more about bulls than I ever had known before, I'll tell you that. But I met some people there who had it's sort of an interesting club, and maybe that's what we ought to talk about here as we get started. I don't mean to make it an insider's club, but you are a great lesson in how young people who come from a farming background stay in a farming background and then make it your own. So we'll focus on Sheepscot General. That's the website, sheepscotgeneral.com, for these two folks.
Mo
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest.
Continuing now on our American Farm Family Farm episode this week, I'm Doug Steffen with Taryn and Ben Marcus from Sheepscott Farm in Maine. I'm looking at your website, and I'm chuckling as I look at that old yellow Ford dump truck that you have here. I am in the process of trying to get that same vintage truck working. The engines are fine. I don't know if it's a diesel. It probably doesn't have, or you've had to fix the glow plugs so that it would start, because you guys are up in Maine. Starting about now, you need those glow plugs, right?
Well, unfortunately, it's a gas.
Okay. So
and it's the most trustworthy vehicle we have on the farm, I think.
Oh, yeah. Those old trucks, man, from 1980s, you can't kill them. That's for sure. Looks like an old Ford. That's not an 8N. It's newer than an 8N. What model is that Ford that you're using out in your...
I have two 800 series Fords, one diesel and one gas, and those are my two handiest tractors, probably.
Yeah.
My two favorite tractors.
Did you find, Ben, that you stayed with the tradition of buying trucks and tractors that your family established? Do you have the same brands, and have you stuck with them, or did you venture into
it? So we actually we bought all the equipment with the farm. So This is not my family's farm. Purchased this. Well, we started leasing it 10 years ago and signed a purchase agreement 5 years ago. So most of the equipment came with the farm. I bought in a few things, but those old Ford tractors have been on this farm probably for 30 plus years. So
right. I would say if they bought them new, it's more like 50.
Well, he didn't buy them new. The gentleman who farmed this before us was next door, and he bought it when he was like 21 in 1968, and he really created the farm as you see it. We're like maintaining it. He deserves most of the credit for the way that this farm looks and how productive
it looks
it
like
is.
A real down Mainer farm. The building certainly looks like a down Main farm. I can't see. It looks like it may be on the coast. Is it? You're from Maine originally. Is this your hometown, Ben?
This is where I was born and raised. You know, like a lot of young people, I thought it was better outside of hometown. So I left for about 7 years and figured out that it really doesn't get much better than right where I came from. I'm fortunate enough to have come from a good community, so I felt good about moving back.
So, Taryn, you must have bought into this as well because you were from Michigan. I'm guessing that means you were more dairy-oriented than you were produce-oriented. Is that right?
Well, yeah. My dad grew up on a dairy farm, but I was actually a military kid, so I lived all over the country, and but mostly grew up in Michigan, and met Ben and moved back to his hometown.
So now, under the circumstances, when you look at the experience that the two of you had and what you're trying to do with the young people, I'm looking at pictures. Looks like you got a lot of young people that are working for you there. They're mostly high school kids or these kids that want to go into ag. Where do you find help?
Everybody that works for us.
Yeah, go ahead, Taryn. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody who works for us actually lives right here in town. And there are young people that are working on the farm here that are moving on to doing their own agriculture projects, which is really exciting.
See, that is exciting. When you can be a mentor to youngsters that may not have grown up on the farm, I think that's part of my message here on the American Family Farmer. Let's encourage young people to get into the business. More from Sheep Scott General in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Germany, where two people are dead and several others injured after shots were fired near a synagogue north of the German city of Leipzig. Witnesses say a man was wearing camouflage when he opened fire near the synagogue before he left the scene in a vehicle. Police say one person's been detained in connection with that attack that came on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in California with no electricity this morning as utilities have shut the power off in 22 counties because of expected high winds and an increased risk of wildfires if power lines come down. This manager at a hardware store in Lafayette, California, says people have been preparing.
Lanterns are gone. Flashlights are just about gone. Batteries we've been filling every 15, 20 minutes, it seems. It's like we're giving away. It's just crazy.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to enjoy not only the radio program, but the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. In the most recent podcast, I share news of an angry dairy farmer who is unhappy with me because he runs a big dairy farm. and he didn't like what I had to say. We've invited him to come on the program. Let's see if he does. The story of the big guy who says, I'll pull my advertising from your station if you don't do what I want you to do. I don't want to hear stuff that I disagree with. Well, I don't quite cotton to that, but at any rate, that's the story. That's one of the stories you'll hear on the podcast. I also have a new story on the ways to improve my thoughts on the improvement that's necessary for the dairy industry, countered, as you heard me say perhaps earlier, by Sonny Perdue basically saying, get big or get out. I also have a conversation with Jocelyn Molyneux, who's the owner of a company up in Canada called Waste Not Farm, which is an earthworm hatchery. They sell all kinds of worms, collect food waste to make worm casting, biofertilizer. Basically, it's worm manure. We tell that story. All natural substitute to synthetic fertilizers that a lot of us want to have. And then on the podcast, I talk about how Luke Bryan is helping farms that are in need with his farm tour. And then I opine about the harvest season, urging you to check your health before you get started, really, because the hours are so long. Be in touch with your health. That's one of my things. So if you want to put a handle around it, I suppose you could say I was celebrating worm poop on the last edition of The American Family Farmer and the current podcast, which you can hear at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Go to American Family Farmer Show and just hit the listen button, and you get the podcast and or the full version of the program. Help yourself. That's, again, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Our conversation this week is with Taryn and Ben Marcus, who've set up Sheepscot Farm up in Maine. They also have a general store, thus the website, sheepscotgeneral.com. And so they're in their ninth season being on the farm. They have encouraged a lot of young people to get involved. The farming that you do, how would you best describe, Taryn, the farming that you do versus what goes on in the general store? It looks to me has more of a purpose than just selling the products that you, the produce you grow on the farm. Am I right in that department?
Yeah, that's correct. We do farm about 100 acres here. We do a lot of different things. We're a diverse farm: maple syrup, apples, seedlings in the spring. We do mixed vegetables. We do you-pick strawberries as our main crop. And this year we're experimenting with growing hemp for CBD. And then we do you-pick pumpkins and just your regular fall crops.
Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you about hemp farming on the small scale. I'm going into it. I actually, people who listen to this program know that I'm setting up on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. You can always go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, Eastley Farm, to see what I'm doing. I'm more of a cow guy, a dairy guy. But we're also going to set up an indoor grow for cannabis, and we're going to be setting up a producing building. We're going to be able to take hemp and do all the things that are necessary to produce it and turn it into the very useful products that come from hemp. And I wonder what you're doing, how you're getting it processed, or are you? Have you found people? And what got you into the? I advise dairy guys to do it if they're losing out and they have fields that they had corn, and they change that to hemp. But a lot of the laws and regulations are, frankly, stupid. But they're keeping hemp farming from growing perhaps the way that it wanted to. So why did you get into it? Either Ben or Taryn, tell me how you got into hemp farming, because a lot of people are looking to this. There is a huge need for growing the stuff. So why did you decide to do it?
Well, I've been looking for a good cash crop to rotate with strawberries. And I've known about the merits of hemp since I feel like I was in elementary school, and people always talk about what hemp used to be in this country and all of its uses. And when the farm bill, when they signed it in the farm bill and legalized it federally, we said, well, what the heck? Why not? Let's jump on the bandwagon, try it out. We have the infrastructure. It wasn't a huge upfront capital investment, like initially just to get the plants in the ground. But the real investment we're finding out is, at harvest. And, that's when the real work starts, is when the crop needs to come out of the field. So,
well, it looks like you've done a lot of investigation. You understand what the feds have done with the farm bill last year. How is Maine's attitude, as you may heard me mention, Massachusetts has a pretty stupid attitude toward it at the moment, especially given the fact that customers are clamoring for it. What's the attitude of government in local and statewide in Maine?
Well, I would say, I mean, our local representative is all on board. I think Maine's a cannabis-friendly state in general. It passed recreational marijuana, but, you know, it's important to distinguish between high CBD cannabis and high THC cannabis. So it's been a lot of educating the public and just sort of trying to get rid of that stigma around that plant and try to normalize it, which is a big reason why we went ahead and decided to open up for pick your own hemp as a way.
So how does that work? I don't know how. That's a new one on me. How does pick your own hemp work?
Well,
people. Yeah,
you want to go ahead, Taryn.
Go ahead, Taryn. Go ahead.
Okay, we do. You pick strawberries here, so it was pretty easy to set up doing you pick hemp. We invited people to drive right out to the fields, come in with a pair of loppers or scissors, and they were able to either harvest a branch or a whole plant. We did different prices. It was $25 a pound if you bought a whole plant, or $35 a pound if you just wanted branches. People were spending anywhere from $3 to $300, you know, so there was a real range for people that just wanted to come out and see and get a little bit. But there did seem to be a big barrier. People either don't know how to process or dry or freeze the hemp. And, I think there's just, still, a cultural barrier because it hasn't really been grown in this country
No, it hasn't, even though it's one of the oldest crops in the history of the planet. We've had legislative mandates to keep people from growing it who were of color after World War II. Most people don't understand that hemp was grown, was necessary for the war effort, mandatory, in fact, for the war effort. But after the war was over, a lot of Southern senators especially got together because they saw some of the blacks going back out of the service to the South growing hemp because they understood how to grow it and what to do with it, and they just didn't want them to do it, so they outlawed it. And we've been fighting that ignorance for a long, long time. I wonder, in your circumstance, where you are trying to do this on a small scale, are people processing it themselves, or how is that being? And how does the oil? There's two kinds of hemp plants, one that's being used for clothing and food and rope and that sort of thing, and then there's the other, the pods that have the oil in them. And do people understand what to do with all of that stuff, Taryn?
Yeah, so we do a make-your-own medicine class here at the store. We're about to have two more this weekend.
Good for you.
And teaching people how to make their own tinctures and salves, or even just using it in a smoothie, as a way to get the CBD medicine out of the plant.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that's very good. And you figured out how to charge for all this. So I see you even have a new parent play group that people come to the farm with their. I think that's very cool. I mean, you bring people to the farm. They're exposed. What city in Maine are you? I don't know what city you're.
We're halfway between the capital, Augusta, and Damariscotta on the coast. So we're about 15 miles inland in Whitefield, Maine.
I know. Isn't that on Route 9? Do I know?
It's not on a route, actually. We're out in the middle of nowhere, kind of.
But don't you have to go, if you're going from Augusta to the coast, don't you have to take Route 9?
Seems to it's me Route 17.
Route 3. Yeah. Route 3 or Route 17. Yeah.
Okay. One of them. I find it one way or another. I want to come up and visit you and kind of see what
the
place is all about. It'd be kind of fun. Hold on. We'll spend a few more minutes together. Taryn and Ben Marcus telling the story of Sheepscot Farm up in Maine on your connection to what is a great American tradition, the American family farm. The folks at MyPillow.com want you to know how amazingly successful. I don't know that you have to have them tell you. You can look around and see all the people, people that you know, people that are relatives, who are buying MyPillows. They're everywhere. I mean, they are everywhere because they are not cheap. They're well made. They're not made out of chemical foam. They aren't feather. It's just, it's not, it's really, I shouldn't sell it by telling you what it isn't. I should tell you what it is. And what it is a great way to get a great night's sleep. I'll tell you that because I've got them on every bed in my house. And sometimes I just feel like I want to sleep on different beds, so I do. From one room to the other, I can count on one thing, that I'll always have my pillows on each bed. You ought to have that in your house, too. Get rid of the old pillows. Get a pillow that you can wash and you can dry and revive it, if you will. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. The MyPillow, you get all kinds of testimony there from people who have been using them for years. MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, sheets, all kinds of things. Right now, they're bringing back the BOGO offer. BOGO, buy one, get one free. That's for all the MyPillows in the catalog at MyPillow.com. So let's go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special tab, and get deep discounts on the MyPillow products. The BOGO, buy one, get one free offer for MyPillows, all of them. Enter the promo code DJV for the great radio specials. That's DJV is the code. Get the discounts at MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Have you heard you can predict what will happen to your hair by looking at what happened to the hair of your mother's father?
That's an old wives' tale. It can come from both sides of the family.
Dr. Layla Tolomad says there are many kinds of hair loss.
One of the types is called androgenetic alopecia, and that's known as male patterned hair loss.
Male patterned hair loss has a genetic component. However, some hair loss can be caused by internal disease or medications.
Seeking out expert opinion, the earlier the better, because we want to try to maintain the hair that they currently have.
Dr. Tolomet says a topical medication called minoxidil regrows or maintains hair in about two-thirds of the men who try it. An oral medicine called finasteride is also available.
One area of research in hair loss is called protein-rich plasma.
In this treatment, protein growth factors from a patient's own plasma are used to promote hair growth.
Protein-rich plasma is a new therapy and promising.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
The American family farmer, Doug Steffen, here with Taryn and Ben Marcus from Sheepscott Farm up in Maine. It looks to me like you got you have, among other things, you got a way of bringing the community to the farm and bringing the community together. I see that you have a place where you have open mic nights. You got a bunch of characters. I'm looking at these redneck ramblers. they look like some local characters for sure. But that's what brings people. Whatever brings people to the farm is what you need to do, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's been a huge focal point for us since we opened. It was sort of part of our initial vision was being a community center. There used to be a lot of stores in rural America. There were meeting places. They were places to shop. You know, they were community centers. So there are a couple of those around. They're like gas stations, and but we just felt the need to sort of provide that service in our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can become the core of the community. If you look at my website, I'm always doing events. We actually have a thing called Rock the Farm coming up next weekend with one-day competitive professional bands, and then the next day we have sort of a tryout for people that want to have bands, and that's, bring people in and let them look at the cows and do this stuff. You want people to come pick your veggies, that's great. I want people to come see the cows and touch be in touch with nature and the natural aspects of this. Congratulations to both of you. Thank you for being here to tell the story. Go to the website sheepscottgeneral.com. Taryn and Ben Marcus here on the American Family Farmer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Continue developing a good attitude toward the American Family Farmer, our podcast and show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We've been talking a lot about farming as to size, because size does seem to matter in the discussion, the lexicon of conversation. I think that the focus on farming is very healthy, not only in our country, but around the world. There's a development that a lot of people we find this discussion foreign here because we think food is so plentiful and we have so much of it. Remember, for whatever the reason, there are 14 million people in America that go to bed hungry every single night. And this includes many millions of children. Now, you fast forward that to areas of the world where there are wars, where there is pestilence and bad weather, all of these things, the crops that are being produced this year are way off from what expectations were and, frankly, from what the needs are. So if there's a time to think about farming, like not only our country's well-being depends on it, it's the world. So I have this comment about regenerative farming. A lot of regenerative organic farming is going on, and science focusing on what it really is, these systems. They basically prioritize soil health and good farming practices, crop rotations, pasturing animals, using less energy. I tell these stories because they aren't foreign to me. My cows have always been pastured. I'm fortunate to have enough acreage on my farm to take care of the animals that I have. And I also have sort of taken to letting the chickens just kind of roam with the cows. Chicken manure is great for the pasture, as is cow manure. Frankly, I haven't used chemicals on my since I was a kid, actually. I sort of saw early on tried a mixture. I used to just try different things. I mix up a combination of horse manure, cow manure, pig manure, sheep manure, and chicken manure. And boy, does it stink, but it's great. It really is great for the soil. And I'm going to introduce a composting situation on my farm where we combine food waste with lawn waste and scraps, organic stuff, mix it up, and that'll be good for the soil as well. Anyway, there is a lot of research being done around the regenerative organic agriculture needs. We have depleted or allowed the quality of our soil to go downhill because of the chemicals. Chemicals are good for enhancing a crop, but they're not good for the soil. The reason you put the chemicals there is because you've taken out of the soil the nutrients that it needs. And that only comes from organic material like the manures that we're talking about. But food waste, that sort of thing. Anyway, there are a lot of places in the world where they just don't have enough healthy soil. And we've got to stick together on this because, I mean, there's a lot of talk about erosion. Some of it has merit, some of it doesn't. But the weather being the way it is this week, wild, crazy weather in the upper Midwest will shorten the harvest or at least interrupt it for a while there. I think that not only the upper Midwest, most of the country is feeling some kind of change in the weather. I haven't been able to even finish my first crop hay because the weather has been so wet, fields have been so hard to get on, and I need to get as much hay grown and going into the hemp business because that helps feed the animals and help feed the world. And so it just is something that we really have got to be more mindful of, how we treat our soil. I was looking at the story of the North Dakota farmer who had this year too many soybeans because of the trade war with China. He didn't know what to do with them. Now the trade war is sort of getting fixed, but it's taken its toll on a lot of the smaller to mid-sized farms. The bigger farms that basically take their own, I know there's one guy who farms 48,000 acres. Spent $800,000 to build steel bins so he could keep the bumper crop of beans until next year. And so he sold half of them through the summer, but he still got a lot left. He would normally, at this time of year, have them all sold. The bigger you are, the more you can hold on. I guess that's the thing, and it's sort of a counter to my argument, but I guess you got to do what you got to do to save your business. Something we will not, I'm not going to.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.